KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports, Iowa and Iowa State both picked up a few commitments for the coming seasons. Iowa football landed an in-state commitment for the class of 2021 from Urbandale defensive end Max Llewellyn. He's a 6'5", 230-pounder and chose Iowa over offers from Iowa State, Penn State, Missouri, Michigan State, Northwestern, Kansas, Kansas State, Western Michigan, Northern Illinois, and some FBS schools. Llewellyn is listed as a three-star recruit and the 15th-ranked prospect in the state of Iowa. He's the 10th known commitment for the Hawkeyes class of 2021. Iowa State also has made a late addition to their 2020 recruiting class as they got a commitment from Butler Community College tight end Deshaun Hanica on Wednesday. Hanica is a 6 foot 6 inch, 225-pounder, and he'll come into Ames as a redshirt freshman, sitting out his one season at Butler. Hanica was reportedly speaking heavily with Michigan State, Oklahoma State, and TCU, but chose the Cyclones. Iowa tackle Tristan Wirfs and defensive end A.J. Epinesa hope to be selected in the first round of tonight's NFL draft. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz hopes both players know the important thing is being able to make an NFL roster.
These mock drafts are great. They're not always, you know, it's not always how it pans out, reality pans out. So what you don't want a player to do is just, you know, have expectations that are unrealistic. When you get drafted that high, that's pretty lofty. And I'm not sure people appreciate just how hard it is to be selected.
Wirfs is considered a possible top five selection after a solid performance at the scouting combine.
Tristan's an outstanding football player. He had a great combine, and he's a tremendous young person. So he's got a lot going for him right now. Anybody looking for a quality tackle, which is a real, you know, premium position in the draft, that works in his benefit.
Ferentz says Wirfs' ability to play either tackle spot boosts his value.
And the other thing I think he's got going for him is his best football is clearly in front of him. You know, he's a fourth-year player next year. So that's all positive. But whether he's, you know, the fourth, fifth, or the 15th, those are all pretty lofty positions. And the bottom line is, you know, he's going to be in an NFL franchise and have a chance to be, you know, beginning a really successful pro career.
Epinesa's stock has taken a hit since the combine, but Ferentz says that should not affect his draft status.
To me, what's most important is what you see on film. And what A.J. does on film, you can't teach. He has some real, you know, really unique skills and abilities. And all you have to do is look at his production and look at against guys that are projected as first rounders or second rounders. Look at what he did against some of these players and, yeah, he's just a really productive player.
And as mentioned, Ferentz says the best way to evaluate Epinesa is to watch the film.
It's as simple as this for me. When you get ready for a team and in preparation, there are certain players that just, you know, you better be fully aware of what they're doing, where they're at, and what's going to happen when the ball is snapped. And I would imagine if you're playing us, when you look at Epinesa, you say the same thing. Like, you know, we better have a plan for this guy over here, or he's going to disrupt the game a little bit. So, you know, that to me is kind of how you judge players like that.
In other NFL news, Brett Veach used his first two drafts as general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs to put the finishing touches on a roster that won the franchise its first Super Bowl in 50 years, all without making a single selection in the first round. Now on the eve of his third draft, the always aggressive Veach is finally poised to pick on day one, just barely. And only maybe. The Chiefs have only 5 picks in the draft, and there's a very real possibility that they trade the number 32 slot to accumulate more picks as they aim to defend their championship. Rob Gronkowski has become an official member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The tight end will be catching passes from Tom Brady again after the New England Patriots agreed to send him to the Bucs, along with a 7th-round pick in this weekend's draft. The Pats receive a 4th-round selection. Gronkowski earned 4 All-Pro selections in 9 seasons while serving as one of Brady's top targets at New England. Brady signed a 2-year, $50 million package with New England this past month. The 31-year-old Gronkowski has a 1-year, $10 million deal left on his contract. He comes out of retirement following a 1-year absence. Giants defensive tackle Leonard Williams has signed his non-exclusive franchise tag. Williams will earn a salary in the 2020 season based on the average of the top 5 salaries from his position. The two sides can negotiate a long-term contract during the season. The Giants acquired Williams on October 29th from the Jets for a couple of draft picks. The head of the NFL Players Association says the new collective bargaining agreement does not have similar clause to it to the one that allows the NBA to start cutting players' pay in mid-May. Executive Director Demoris Smith said Wednesday on a call with reporters that the CBA with the NFL does not have a provision that would prevent someone from fulfilling a contract because of unforeseeable circumstances. The NBA is using that clause to begin taking a 25% chunk out of players' checks starting May 15th for a league that shut down March 11th because of the coronavirus pandemic. The NFL began its new business year on March 18th. The New Orleans Saints have canceled their off-season program because of the coronavirus shutdown and informed players they'll not be required to report to club headquarters until training camp, whenever that may be. Saints general manager Mickey Loomis said coach Sean Payton informed players of the decision, adding that the club will remain in regular communication with players between now and the opening of training camp. Percy Harvin is planning an NFL comeback nearly 4 years after his last game. The former Florida star and first-round draft pick by Minnesota in 2009 expects to get invited to a training camp this season and show his 32-year-old body still has what it takes to be an elite playmaker. Harvin's decision to resume his career comes after he underwent hip surgery last August. Doctors found a blockage that he says may have been there since high school. In baseball news, the Boston Red Sox have escaped the heavy punishment doled out to the Houston Astros in their separate sign-stealing scandals. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred has stripped the Red Sox of their second-round pick in this year's draft while also punishing former Boston skipper Alex Cora for his role in the Astros' sign-stealing maneuvers of 2017 and 18. Manfred concluded the Red Sox replay system operator J.T. Watkins broke rules by using in-game video to revise sign sequences provided to players. According to Manfred, Watkins was a key participant in the 2017 Apple incident when the Red Sox used a smartwatch to relay decoded signs from the replay room to the dugout. Watkins was suspended without pay through this year's postseason and prohibited from serving as the replay room operator through 2021. Meanwhile, Cora has been suspended through the 2020 postseason for his previous conduct as bench coach with the Astros. Cora became manager of the Red Sox in 2018 and left the team last winter. Manfred found Boston's conduct far less egregious than that of the Astros, whom he determined used video to steal catchers' signs during their run to the 2017 World Series title. And again during the 2018 season, Houston manager A.J. Hinch and general manager Jeff Luhnow were suspended through the 2020 postseason on January 13th, and Houston was fined $5 million, the maximum under the Major League Constitution. The Astros were penalized their next two first- and second-round amateur draft picks. The Red Sox also announced that Ron Renicke is now their new manager after giving him the job on an interim basis in March as he replaced Cora. A Toronto Raptors guard, Fred VanVleet, is bracing for the suspended NBA season not to resume, saying everyone is preparing for the worst-case scenario. If the season should resume, VanVleet says he isn't convinced health concerns can adequately be addressed as long as the coronavirus pandemic remains a threat. He described himself as a skeptic in a conference call Wednesday and questioned whether a return to action could be carried out safely. VanVleet also said he doesn't relish the idea of playing in front of empty stadiums. Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson are primed for a made-for-TV rematch, and they'll be paired with a pair of NFL rival quarterbacks. Turner Sports says quarterbacks Tom Brady and Peyton Manning will join them for a two-on-two match to be aired on TNT sometime in May. Turner didn't provide specifics concerning the exact date or location, only to say that tournament organizers would work with government and health officials to meet safely and to meet all safety and health standards. Turner said all donations and fundraising from the match would benefit relief efforts for the COVID-19 pandemic. And one of the most successful coaches in women's college basketball history has stepped down. Notre Dame's Muffet McGraw has abruptly retired after a Hall of Fame coaching career that includes 936 victories and two national championships in 33 seasons. The 64-year-old McGraw became the 13th woman inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame 3 years ago, 1 year before her second NCAA title. McGraw is one of five Division I men's or women's basketball coaches with at least 930 wins, nine Final Fours, and multiple titles. She logged 842 of those wins over 24 seasons with the Irish. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.